Hello, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age News. It's the 13th, Friday the 13th. And a little bad news for our socialist pals. Not much, though. The Congress has decided under the new speaker, quote unquote speaker, Mr. McCarthy, that they are going to put together an investigation to look into Joe Biden's handling of classified documents in his office at the University of Pennsylvania while he was a civilian. This is at a time after he went out of office. The University of Pennsylvania put together Biden's School of some bullshit after they had received tens of millions of dollars from a Chinese front company. Yep. Go look and see what those Chinese companies did. I'm not going to be here answering all your questions. That put Joe Biden on UPenn campus, where I don't remember him going to school, but since University of Pennsylvania these days is so woke, it's an embarrassment to myself as a Philadelphia-born person. It is definitely one step away from the Kremlin or Beijing, the way they're churning out woke assholes over there. It's also, by the way, eroding the quality of the Wharton Business School and the law school and medical school to some extent. So think twice about sending your kid there for undergrad. Either way, Biden was sent over there to cool his heels, as they say, after the Obama administration. And at his offices there, like I said, did a lot of crooked shit. I think people are going to find out very little about it. And the reason would be this. There's a couple of things going on. One, the Department of Justice is handling the investigation. The same Department of Justice that has the FBI working in it. The same FBI that declared war against Donald Trump and the United States people during the last election and helped facilitate a coup, which brought about the end of the rule of law as we know it. All those people are still in office. If one would have been smart, one would have let Mr. Jordan go after the FBI first or simultaneously, thereby rocking them back on their heels a little bit, allowing for some possibly legitimate investigators to get into this. The here and now doesn't matter. The point of the matter is this: only the President of the United States can declassify documents. That was what President Trump's people had put out there, which has been sort of laughed at, but it's true. And secondly, nobody even thought about that with Biden. Now, what are those classified documents, you say? Well, I'd like to know, because did they have anything to do with his further business with the Chinese? Did it have to do with him offering information to Chinese intelligence that we didn't know about? Similar to that mine that Biden got into, where all the materials that you need to make cell phone batteries are coming out of? None of these things are being answered. What they need to do now is, since they have the subpoena power, is get together their hit list and do the right thing, which is to go after the people that facilitated the Biden School or whatever it was called at University of Pennsylvania. Anybody who was involved in that is probably still working there or is recently retired, and they do not have the juice to defend themselves against a full-on federal investigation. These guys were facilitators. They're the yes-ums of the socialist elite. They survive in little pools by doing things for bigger fish or bigger reptiles, if the case may be. So someone should go back right now, seize all that information up, going back to how it was formed, who formed it, where did the money come from, who okayed it on the administrative side, because that's the key. Ed Rendell, who was both mayor and governor of Pennsylvania, who had considerable amounts of influence during the Clinton era. He has an office downtown, but it's not on a college campus. He has an office downtown. If you know where it is, you know where it is. So he used to go to the gym that I used to go to. So you would see the governor all the time. When they thought Clinton's people were coming, that's where you knew there was a big rift between the Obama and Clinton people. When they thought Hillary was coming back, you'd see all these people floating around the governor again. But when it was going to go Obama's way, they were all gone. All right. So you knew there were two big power cliques there that were not meeting each other. One being the Islamo-socialists under Obama, and the other just being the straight up shitbag kleptocrats with socialist leanings under Clinton. Neither way, as I said, here was a man that was a clear case of, if he had some declassified documents in his office, he wasn't hiding them on a college campus. He was going to still have it as a legal office. So there was that going for it there. Joe Biden's office was not considered a law office. This was not considered any type of documentation that would have come from a legal case. These are strict U.S. documents, classified level, that should never have been taken out of the White House, especially by somebody in the vice president's office. He would have to go back now and get President Obama to perjure himself and say, oh yeah, I declassified those and I gave them to Joe as a souvenir of his time in office. That's the only thing that could save him on that. Or, since we know DOJ is not loyal to the United States, a shitty investigation will not give you even the information I just gave you. A shitty investigation could go on for 4 or 5 years. They need to get themselves grand jury. They need to get themselves subpoenas. They need to go crack down on the University of Pennsylvania assholes first and then find out everything else. Because it all goes back to, why was he in office at Penn? You know, he's a Delaware guy. He lived in Scranton, theoretically, right? Scranton's the other side of the state. It's got to be a school out there somewhere. Pittsburgh University, right? Or whatever it's called. Pitt. They're out there somewhere. Why didn't he have an office there? Oh, because he's right down the road from D.C. and he's right down the road from New York, if he's in Philadelphia. But he's far enough out of view where he can go back to sniffing hair and banging children or whatever he's up to, because we were the home of Fast Eddie Savitz. Look that one up and try to make a link between President Biden and Savitz, because Savitz had a good deal of help from the Democratic Party in his child pornography / pedophilia days. A couple good documentaries were put together, one by Mark Brodzik, if you can find it. He had started one. And so that's that. Like I said, it's going to get dirty. It's not going to get dirty into the fact that we're going to really get a good handle on this, because what we've done over the years is, when it comes to espionage, we don't kill people anymore. They may get life in prison. We may trade them to somebody. You know, they may trade us somebody for one of theirs. Things like that. But homegrown traitors do not get hung. They haven't gotten hung in a while. And when you take out the thought of death penalty, there's nothing you can do with these guys, you know, because most of the time it's an egotistical, there are some that are going to be really into it for the doctrine. Some socialists or whatever is really burning hard to be a socialist, but he'll want to die. He'll want to die because that way everybody can go have a masturbation session to what a great patriot he was for the socialist cause. And you should be just like him. Eat your vegetables and you can just be like him, right? Nobody wants to hear you're rotting in a jail someplace or being force-fed through a tube someplace. They don't want to hear that. So did Biden break the law? If you're going to get him on this is like Al Capone getting brought down on income tax evasion. Pretty much. However, is it enough? It's enough for an impeachment trial right now. He was not in a position. You argue what you want. The law is the law. Mainstream media is going to tell you whatever the fuck they want to tell you. Basically, they were, take out the word Trump from all the articles about the classified papers and put in the word Biden, and that's what you have. Biden, yeah, he should be brought up on charges. He should at least get, like I said, a wrist slap. He should actually be removed from office, or he should have, if you could do it and get away with it, have a security clearance greatly curtailed. Because if he already was doing that back then, you know, or you also have the option to do to them what they've done to America. Find out who all of his aides were at the time, bring them up on bigger charges, which would be felony, because you got conspiracy at that point. Conspiracy to, what would it be? Whatever the terminology was, you have conspired to steal classified documents from the United States. So is it espionage? Depends if you sold them, right? If they took them, probably with intent, what were they going to do with them? Write a book? You know, you'd have to know what they are. If it turns out that they're military standing or something like that, or even if there were the security briefs that they were given every day, whatever those things are, they're all innately valuable to an intelligence service outside of this country. So it's the rope for Joe. But when the rope comes is going to be a different story. So don't get all excited like Trump's going to come back tomorrow, because that's probably not going to happen anytime soon before the election. Also remember, as we've been finding out more and more, the Republicans that are in the swamp are desperately out there trying to find people to run against Donald Trump. I hear there's at least five of them. The last one I heard, unfortunately for me, is possibly going to be the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, because Ron has $70 million left from his gubernatorial run. Now, if DeSantis is that deluded to run now without becoming a seasoned politician, which he is not, and I will debate that with any of you Florida guys. I worked on both DeSantis's campaigns as a volunteer. Here's what I got for you if you are sitting there going, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. Fuck you. The guy's got a lot of chinks in the armor. I'm not going to go into them now because I don't work for the Democratic Party. They will make mincemeat of him. The tactic that they use against Florida Republicans that have the opportunity to win is you get another Florida Republican to run against them in the primary, suck all the money out, make a very divisive campaign. So if you don't like me and you like him, then my people won't vote for you, thereby stealing the election for the Democrats. Anybody running against Trump at this point, 2024 is probably one of the last, if not the last election that we may have that's free. All right. And that's the rest of the country. You live in Florida, you say our elections are impossible to screw with. Wrong. Fucking wrong. Once again, if you worked on the elections, if you even read the newspaper up until the time of the election, you'll realize that although it is much better than most other states, the Florida election process still has the problem that one of the problems is the local SOE, supervisor of elections, still getting to put those mail-in ballots out there. And the mail-in ballots are a big problem for everybody. We should go back to voting on the day of the election only, unless it's the military. And there's a lot of problems with it. And there are problems that occurred during our election here in Florida for the governor. One of the reasons that Broward County is, and also one of the reasons Broward County, where I am right now, is still run by Democrats. Two things: ineffective fucking leadership on the part of the GOP in Broward, Dade, and Palm Beach counties. Less ineffective in Palm Beach County, and the people in Dade County just got riled up on their own, especially the Spanish speakers. Broward County, zip. All right. Say what you want. Look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. Look where the local county administrators put the money, which races they put the money in. They had $250,000. $250,000. Maybe they put out $15,000. That was the problem that we had nationwide. GOP put money into losers that they knew were losers, because that's how you fix an election when you're really not trying to win. And those people, in my mind, are worse than the socialists. Because if they're not socialists and they're doing it to keep their little tiaras or their little free sandwich every once in a while, then they are the most garbage human beings that you're ever going to meet. Garbage. You're going to steal an election, cause the ability for socialism to continue to grow in power in the United States. Someday they're going to come for you guys. That's what you don't get. Useful idiots are only good if they're useful. They're not useful idiots. They just become idiots and they go in the trash can. So anyway, Mr. McCarthy, University of Pennsylvania, go through the formation documents of the Biden school or whatever the hell they were calling it. Every person on that list who facilitated and got it through the committees that it would have had to go to and got it through early, whoever took possession of that Chinese money, whatever Chinese guy gave you the Chinese money, there's your first list of people. Don't worry about Joe and those documents. Find out why Joe had the documents. We know he had the documents. There's no lying about Joe Biden having these classified documents. Why did he have them? How long? Why? Where were they going? All right. He could have easily sat them out on the table. I have to go take a whatever. I got to go twosies. And Chang and Chang Jr. sit there with their little spy camera like in the 60s movies. And do all this, all photographs of everything. You don't know. I don't know. I do know his son is definitely linked to Chinese intelligence. And by his 10% on every deal, Joe Biden is linked to Chinese intelligence. And at that time, he was acting as an individual citizen again. So he really thought he could get away with shit because he didn't have that extra level of maybe Secret Service is going to accidentally catch him. Because he knew FBI wasn't coming for him. So anyway, that's all I've got for you in that. I would love to see the investigation come through, but you got to hit the FBI, hit them hard. DOJ, Biden's still the chief executive. He's still in charge of the troops. He's still in charge of the cops. He's still in charge of all that shit. You may want things to occur. It doesn't mean they're going to occur. Okay? So that's about it. Otherwise, you guys have a good day and have some more for you later on. Bye.